You know, if you love your bush poetry, there's something that's going to be part of that at the Festival of the Fleeces, which is coming up on our June long weekend. Joining us to have a chat about it is Carol Hewken. Carol, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good to be talking about this event.
Carol, are you a bush poet yourself?
Yes, I am. Do I have to hide that? Or
No, I'm just wondering, how do you get into that, you know, into that field of bush poetry, as it were?
Well, I just sort of fell into it accidentally. As a kid, when I'd be riding along with my friends, I used to write different words to the songs we were singing, and I didn't realise that was a bit unusual. And then I pursued my interest in horses for the next 40 years or so, and really the poetry took a back step, and then I started writing bits on backs of checkbooks and bank statements driving along in the car, which I shouldn't have, but I did. And then friends encouraged me to enter in competitions, and it's gone from there to 16 US tours and, yeah, full-time professional poet.
What's the difference between bush poetry and, well, garden variety poetry, if you like?
Okay, bush poetry just means it's in metre and rhyme, so it's not free verse. It had its origins in the bush years ago, where it started and actually led to Australia becoming more of its own identity and led to federation. But these days we write about everything under the sun, from miscreant husbands to all sorts of things you could imagine. Teary ones sometimes, historical ones sometimes, and generally a lot of fun. And yeah, so it's still in metre and rhyme, which gives it a little bit more of an interest and more of a challenge than, say, free verse or slam poetry.
I think about bush poetry, and obviously, you know, the likes of Henry Lawson come to mind, and I think of the fact that I really feel like I'm there in the bush when I'm hearing about it. It's so very descriptive of Australia.
Yeah, it is, it is. Patterson and Lawson really were wonderful classic poets of the past, and their work lingers and continues today.
Have you got anything that rhymes with Merriwar? Because I was thinking there was once a man from Merriwar, but I can't think of anything.
No, I think we'll leave that to the free verse poets. We might have to say something like, "For Merriwar one day arrived," blah, 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 and turn it around the other way to make it work.
Ah, there you go. This is why I need to speak to an expert in the field of bush poetry.
Oh, well, there you go. We have a lot of fun, though, and the breakfast at Merriwar is terrific. They put on a good feed, good country breakfast, and I'll do some poetry, and then we've got a nucleus of secret closet poets up in the Hunter Valley, would you believe?
I would, actually. Given our love of horses, it's sort of necessary. It sort of goes in the territory, doesn't it?
It does sort of go with it. The poems certainly that they do aren't all about horses. But I'm hoping that a lot of them come along to Merriwar on the long weekend. And we've got a few coming from further afield as well. And we've got a section for kids and for, you know, original verse and traditional verse and what have you. So it should be a lot of fun. And I'm open to bribes because I'm judging it. I'm going to be leaving Merriwar in a hurry when it's over.
Indeed. Be able to write a poem about that very thing. The Bush Poets Breakfast is at 8 a.m. on Sunday of the long weekend at Merriwar. Don't miss out. Carol, thank you very much for being a part of the Festival of the Fleeces, and thanks for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.